Okay, welcome to Maseches Erechin. Erechin is about Erech vows. What's an Erech vow? An Erech vow is wiser than Kachim, because it's a Kachim. It's not a carbon per se, it's just a donation of money, but it does go to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why it's a Kachim, and I believe that's what it's doing here. Now, what is Erechin? Erechin means you promise to donate to the Beis HaMikdash a specific amount of money, based on a person's gender and age. And the Torah tells us what the numbers are. That's in contrast to a neder. If I say I'm going to give a neder on the person's value, then what you do is you see how much that person's worth in the slave market, and then you give a donation based on that. The first Rashi says it. He says, Erech kasul baparsha, an Erech value is written in the parsha. It's in parsha's Bichu Kosai. Neder means domei olai. I promise to give the amount of money of that guy or myself. Visamim oso, and we evaluate him ke'eved, like an eved. What kind of eved? The machlokas achronim. Rashi means eved ivri, which is unusual, or an eved kenani. Whole lump is why it would mean an eved ivri. Anyway. Which one's worth more? It's different. An Eved Ivri is different. An Eved, you have to give him a pillow. You know the whole story. I don't know. Hanimkar b'shuk, what's sold in the market, right? So Mati asked me a question the other day, and his question was, why would anybody do this? What is the whole? Basically, what he's asking is, what is the purpose? What is the point of an Erech Vow? So the Shulta Givorim asked that question, and he answers as follows. He says that human beings are the only species in the world that can speak. They're the only species in the world that have the power to make something holy. They have the ability to make something holy. Animals can't make anything holy. They just walk around, and that separates us from just eating and sleeping and mating and dying. That's the difference between us and animals. We have the power to make things holy. How do we have the power to make things holy? With our speech. With our speech. We can destroy all the halachas of Lashon Hara are in Maseches Erechin. Because that's the destructive thing you can do with your speech. You speak bad about other people. The good thing you can do with your speech is make things holy. So why does that have to be valued in the Torah? Because the point is, I am a shulchan of the Torah. I'm not making up my own values, my own what's sold in the market. Everybody's sold in the market. What does the Torah say about my speech? What does the Torah say about the value of people? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create some holiness. First of all, I have the power to do that. But the Torah says it's a value. Not my own, not the marketplace, not the shuk, not the avodim, the Torah. That's the purpose of an erech vow. When you donate the erech of someone's value, what you're doing is, you're demonstrating you're better than the animals, which, I don't know if you need that demonstration to show that, you're better than the animals anyway, but we have the ability to make something holy in the parameters of the Torah. It's the only time you can do that. Anytime I give an animal, or I donate money, or I donate something, it's always what the market value, what the marketplace says. It's the only time where it's not the marketplace. It's the Torah. Different kind of animal. Very interesting. Okay? Ready? Here we go. Hakol ma'archin. Anybody can do erech vows. Anybody can make a vow. Also, v'ne'erachin. Anybody can be subject of the vow. Anybody can be the subject of the vow. I can make a vow based on his value, my next door neighbor, my third cousin. It doesn't matter. Nodrin. Anybody can make a neder. Right, nodrin means neder as opposed to an erech vow, right? No, anybody can do that. And v'nidrin, anybody can be the subject of that vow, right? I'm going to give the value of my cleaning lady. Anyone can do that. Who's excluded here? Kahanim can do this, Levi'im, Yisraelim, Noshim, Vavadim. All these people are allowed to do it. Says Rashi, Noshim Vavadim. Wait a minute, how does a woman make a vow? So Rashi says, Nashim Vav. Both. So Rashi, well, how does one have money? How does an Eved have money? How do they have money? How could they have money? Yeah. Whatever she earns, whatever she has, belongs to her husband. So Rashi says, I know what you're getting at. You're thinking of Tosfos. Rashi, listen to Rashi says. Rashi says, Umeshalmin la'achazman. She makes a vow, I'm going to give the value of myself. So I'm in love with myself. I'm going to give the value of myself. So when does she have to pay that? Lachazman, Kishenes Garsha Isha, when she gets divorced, Onishtachar Eved, oh, they ever get sold, they ever get freed. In other words, she owes the money, she has no way to pay it, says Rashi. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Look at the second Tosfos. Bishalom Lachazman, Kishenes Garsha Isha, Shenishtachar Eved, Kain Persha Kunshin. That's what Rashi said. I have another. You go. She nafsu lehem almanas. She ain't l'rav obal. You give it to them, saying, "I'm only giving this money to you on condition your husband has the right to it." Oh, the Tosfos doesn't give that answer either. Tosfos doesn't give that. Listen to this. Bafilu ain't lehem nos and lehem miad. Kitanim b'tosefta nashim va'avodim nodrin v'nidrin im yesh lehem b'zman azeh gov mehem. If they have the money, good. The imlav. Kosvin Alayan, you write the star, you write down that they owe you the money. The Kovin Lachazman, that's all. Tosfos doesn't say that. I don't think of that. First of all, she can make a deal that whatever she earns, she keeps, or she keeps money. So what I saw one of the Akhonim pointed out, those are rare things. Where's the woman have money from? She came in rich. Like, that's very rare. What would a woman say? I'm the PhD, you're a schlep. So what I earn, I keep. That's not you. No society, it wasn't like that. Any of these owners that don't support me, don't bother me. What? Correct. The whole thing is right. The Gemara was talking about the amount of that. Those days, it wouldn't work. Realistically, it could be she was rich. Yeah. Oh, so it's the amount of that. Okay. Right. Then Rashi says something also wild. Right. I hear you. Then Tosfos says something also wild. He says the Eved, the mitzvot yeshlo din isha, even though an eved has the mitzvot like a woman, right? Lefi erech, however, when it comes to the erech vows, zacharu, he has the din of a zachar, because at the end of the day, he's a male. So if someone says, I'm going to give the value of my eved, is he a chesed like a woman? He says, of course not. Or right, I think he is. Right? The lo ishtamei tana dilema im hayinerech isha. Because no one ever said that. No one ever said he should be valued like a woman. He has to deed him like a, he's always thrown together with a woman, because regarding mitzvot, they're the same. But if you make a vow, an erech vow of an eved, is it, you go look at the chart, is it like a woman? Well, says, of course not. Okay? Back to the Mishnah. Tumtum, the androgynous. What about a tumtum and an androgynous? Those are people that are suffic men, suffic women, maybe they're a whole breed by themselves. Anyway, nodrin, they can make neder. The nidrin, and they can make, they can be the subject of a neder, uma'archin, and they can make an erech vow too. Avalo nerchin, they can't be the subject of an erech vow. Why not? Because she'eno nerech ela zachar vadei nekev vadei. You can only give a value to someone who's a vadei male or vadei female. But neder, it goes to the marketplace. So they also can schlep packages, but that doesn't count. But regarding erech, they can't be the subject of an erech vow. Why? Because, what? No, that's not what we're talking about. The Mishnah says, it's not a suffix, only vadai. If you're a vadai male, right. Exactly, go parative for them, exactly. Now, can they make an erech vow on the value of their third cousin? Why not? They're no different than a woman. They're no different than anybody. Next. Chere shot of a cotton. A chere shot of a cotton nidrin. They can be the subject of a neder. V'nerchin. And they can be the subject of an erech. Avalo nodrin. But they can't give a neder. They can't give. They can't make a neder. V'lo ma'archin. They can't make an erech vow either. Why not? V'nei she'ein behen dat. They have no dat. Okay? Now, they might have dat. The Vilna Gaon, when he was 12, was smarter than all of us in this room put together. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's considered, halachically, someone doesn't have dat. Now, that what I said about 12 is not true. Because you can see now, the commission is going to say if they're 12, or a woman is 11, a girl's 11, then maybe they can make vows. Because when it comes to vows, you need a lower level of knowledge. We're going to see that in a minute. Really? Okay, interesting. We're going to get to benching soon. We're going to get to benching. Today's daf, we'll talk about benching. Today's daf, we'll talk about everything in shas. We're going to do a journey through shas now, today and tomorrow. Just one point, I just thought it was really fascinating. But we know that the zman for a baby is 30 days old. Right? In other words, in the Torah, the value of a baby is 30 days old. What if it's under 30 days old? It's not considered viable yet. So Someone says, I'm going to give an Erech vow. The baby just born the other night. Last night. Wife had a baby. I'm so excited. It doesn't count. I saw a fascinating, the quote over here, Sefarno. What's the value of the 30-day-old baby? 5 shekel. What's the value of a pidyon aben? 5 shekel. Same value. It's just so interesting, you know? So that's the starting point of a child. 5 shekel. Why? I don't know. It's such interesting. Yeah, it does make sense. It's the same number. It's the same number. Right? That's the value of the redeemed. That's the value that they're worth. It's so interesting. You read Torah your whole life. You never pick that up. You never pick up on that. Okay. Now, the Gemara asks like this. Hakol Marchin Lasuye Mai. What does that mean? What does that come to include when we said Hakol Marchin? Anybody can make a vow. Then we said, who is anybody? A Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, a man, a woman, an Evan. What do you mean, Hakol, anybody? Who does that mean to include? Mai Lasuye Mufla Samukla Ish. It comes to include a boy who's 12 years old. That's what it means. It means a Mufla. Mufla is a lashon of Hafla, of speech. And when you become close enough to an adult, then your vows will count. And the Rabbeinu Gershom points out, we're not discriminating a girl by 11. The Gemara didn't say that, but we mean that also. What does that mean? Can a 12-year-old boy be Mekadosh Nisha? Absolutely not. Why? Because when it comes to Arayas and things like that, it's complicated. We don't allow a 12-year-old to do it. He's not an adult yet. When it comes to the Darim and the Erech and all these things, it's a lower level of value. A lower level of Das is necessary. And that's why 12 and 11 is going to work. Now, Nerechin Latsuye Mai, what does Nerechin come to include? It can be the subject of a vow. The answer is, Latsuye Menuvel Mokashchid. It comes to include people that are, you know, ugly or really, who wants them for an Evan? Mokashchid, they're full of diseases. Nobody wants that. Sabin has a chirin, I would have thought. Neder, Be'erkecha Ksiv. It says the Torah, Neder Be'erkecha, which means, Kol Sheyeshno B'damim, Yeshno Be'erkecha. If they have a value, they're worth something, then you can give an Erech. Kol she'eino b'damim, eino be'erchin. If they don't have any value, you can't give anything. Who's going to ever buy that kind of evidence? The guy's got all the diseases you know of. No one's ever going to buy that guy. It's not worth anything. But what if someone says, I'm going to give the Erech value of that guy? Does it work? Is there any value? The answer is yes. Kamash 1, yes. Why? Ah, because it says in the Fashos, called, everybody has an Efesh. Everybody's worth something. What? Reason why the holder, exactly. Nodrin Lasuye Mai. What about Nodrin? Anybody could make a neder. Who does that mean? That's Nodrin. Nidrin Itzrichale. That's all I to tell you the din of Nidrin. That anybody can be the subject of a neder. Now Nidrin Lasuye Mai, what did that come to include? E Lasuye Tumtum Androgynous. Did it come to include a Tumtum Androgynous? Can't be. The Hedge can tell you instead of black and white. E not here. Later. It's gonna say it later. That was here. What about a cherishot of a katan? The hedjik katan elu. That's cherish in our Mishnah. Ela suy pachas ben chodesh, less than 30 days old. The hedjik katan elu. That's later in that's not daf hey. Ela suy obekocham. What about a koi? That's the hedjik katan elu. It's also daf hey. So the Gemara says you're right. Lo lo matsuy pachas ben chodesh. Really, it comes to include a baby less than 30 days old. But tani v'hadam afarish. And you're right. The Brisa wrote it, the Mishnah wrote it here by saying Bakal or everybody, including even these people. Rashi points out, not just the baby, the guy, they're all included. And then on that day, the Mishnah will spell it out again. You have that sometimes. That's not so far fetched. Okay. Now that we said the Mishnah started off with the words like this, it said Hakal. Everybody's included. So for some reason that language means more people included than the Mishnah let on. Not sure why that should be. What else should the Mishnah have said? What else should the Mishnah say? Just Ma'archin? Thought of the Mizekh of the Ma'archin? Ma'archin bin Ma'archin. Not exactly sure what the alternative would be. Ish, not Ish. Adam, I'm not sure what else it would say. But the Gemara assumes, since that's the word V'chol, Hakol, everybody's included. Well, who's included? Not just the people on the list. Other people also. So what did we say? A 12-year-old boy, 11-year-old girl. Now we're going to go through every place in Shas where it says the word Hakol Dit, and who did it include? So the first one is Hakol Somchin. Anybody can do smicha on an animal when it's a carbon. Lasuye Mai. What does that come to include? Vasuya Yorish, it comes to include a Yorish. That means Reuven. No, Yaakov designates the carbon, and on the way he dies. So Reuven, his son, is the Yorish. He can do the smicha instead of his father, right? Udulok Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Hakol Mamrin. Anybody can do tmura. Anybody can do that avera. Vasuya Mai. What does that come to include? Vasuya Yorish. It comes to include the Yorish. When Yaakov dies, the father dies. Now Reuven the son is going to continue on bringing this carbon. That's his job as a son. He can do the avera of tmura. He has the power to do that. I can't do that. I'm not part of that family. I have no right to go mess with your animals. Reuven can do it. Again, Udalok Rabbi Yehuda. I can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Titania. Yoresh Somech, Yoresh Meimar. A Yoresh can do Smicha, and a Yoresh can do Tmura. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eino Somech, Yoresh Eino Meimar. He can't do it. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, it says Karbano. So let's look at Rashi for a minute. Rashi says, Gabe Smicha, Tzivi Tlasa Karbano. But really, there are words, the Torah says the word Karbano three times. Gabe shlamim b'vayikra, in shlamim, by the shlamim animals in vayikra, v'darash Rabbi Yehuda, l'chad menayhu, karbano, below karbano aviv. One of the times it's karbano, one of the three times is karbano, and not your father's karbano. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda excludes the yoresh. And what about the tmura? So it's karbano, below karbano aviv. V'yalif, t'chilas hektish, mitzof hektish. Right? T'chilas hektish means when, sorry. Tchilas hektish, misof hektish. Ma sof hektish. What's sof hektish? Sof hektish is shechting. That's the end of the story. First you designate it. That's the beginning of that. That's how you start this process. And the end is you shechting. So just like ma yorish. Ma sof hektish. At the end, when it's time to actually shechting. Yorish ainos omech. The yorish cannot do smicha. Ah, tchilas hektish. So to the beginning process, yorish ainos meimar. Right? The yorish has no power to do tmura. Right? How do you start off with the ball rolling? You designate an animal. Now, what about I'm in the beginning stages now. Now, can I do tmura? A yorish cannot do tmura. Why not? Because he can't do smicha. That's at the end. Make a hekesh beginning to end. Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold like this. No, it says hamer yamir. In extra, a double lashon, right? Larabos es hayorish. To include the yorish. The alfinon, and we learn now, so hekesh mitzchilat hekesh. Ma tzchilat hekesh yorish meimar. So, like in the beginning, a yorish can do tmura. So hektish yorish tomeh. So toward the end, the yorish has the right to do smicha. The machlokes. Now, rabbanon hay karbano may avdilei. So what do you do with the extra word karbano? So mibayale karbano below karbon over the chavim. Oh, only by Jews is the din of smicha, not by goyim. Karbano, another word, below karbon chaveiro. You can't do smicha for your friend, only for your own. Your friend's losing, I can't. You bring the carbon to me. But yeah, you can do it. You send a shliach, not the smicha. And karbano, l'rabos, kol balei chovrin l'smicha. Let's say 10 people bring a carbon together. Right? They all won the lottery together at work, and they're so happy, they bring a carbon together. So all 10 are going to do smicha. And Tosfos discusses that you can't be a chatita, how they're going to do that, but figure out a way to do it. So that's what he learned from karbano. It's my carbon too. I'm a partner with you and you and you. We're all going to do it together. That's what he learns out. Reb Yehuda, and l'rabos, kol balei chovrin l'smicha, lesle. He doesn't hold from that din, right? He doesn't hold from that din, right? And he'll hold one of the chevra is going to do smicha for the whole group. Inami or isle, no, he does hold from that din. He does hold from it. And ovi gachav v'chaveru v'chad karnafka. The guy and the friend are learned from one. Why? Because it's really the same thing. It's not you. It's not a Jew. So a guy and a friend are the same category. Iyashrei luhu trei. So there are two karbanos left over. Chad, karbano, v'lo karbanoviv. Only you, not your father. The idach, l'rabo, is called by a chavrin l'smicha. But if it's a chevra, everybody will do smicha. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, hemer, yamer, my avidle. What does he do with the words, hemer, yamer, the extra lashon? Mibayle, l'rabo, says a isha, that even a woman can do tamura. Tanya, l'fisha, call it idiot, enem, v'dabra, el, b'lashon, zachar, since the whole parasha of tamura. Since the whole parasha of Tamura is only written in Lashon Zachar, right? Ma sofinu l'rabbos es ha'isha. How do I know that a woman also is included? Talmud Lomar, Bim Hamer Yamir. And if it happens, the double lashon includes a woman. V'rabanan, how do the Rabbanan know a woman's included? Mi be'im, from the Vav. Rabbi Yehuda, im, be'im, lo darish. No, he doesn't darish in that Vav. Okay? It's a funny thing, because isn't the whole Torah written lashon zachar? Right? We're going to have a similar question tomorrow. We're going to have a similar thing tomorrow about the men and the women. All of a sudden, out of left field. How do you, isn't a woman included in every law of faith in Torah? What kind of question is this? How do you know a woman? What do you mean, how do you know? They're all included, every little subset. So we're going to, I don't have an answer for that question. We're going to have a similar thing tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have answers. Next. What? He talks something about it. I forgot to call her cool. Now, Beloshin Zakar, Namro, Mikal Makar, Minish, Isha, Lachal Ish, right? Abu Tamura, Elab, Kral, Lahavi, Ishavi, Ish, Isha. Okay, so there's a question. Tomorrow we'll get to that. Okay. What? Yeah. Next. Hakol chayav in mitzvah. Everybody's chayav in the mitzvah of sukkah. Right? Everybody's chayav in the mitzvah of sukkah. That's a mishnah in sukkah. Lasuye mai. What does that come to include? Lasuye katan she'ein tzarech l'imo. It includes a katan that no longer needs his mother. Ditnan, because it went to the mishnah. Katan she'ein tzarech l'imo chayav in sukkah. Once a boy, a katan, or a katana, not a katana, a katan, is old enough. He doesn't need his mother every minute. He doesn't call out ma every 5 seconds. Ma doesn't drive me crazy. As long as, what? That's whatever that age is, the chayav mitzvah is only chayav mitzvah chinuch, right? No gadol ever chayav mitzvah. It's only a chinuch issue. So the Brit Gemara is an unbelievable part. What kind of din is that? We're going to see that all the things when a boy is ready to put on tzitzit and a boy is ready to shake a lulav. How come the issue there is not when the boy doesn't need his mother anymore? That shows he's old enough. But we're going to say, when a boy is old enough to know what a lulav is, shake a lulav. When he's old enough to know what tzitzit, they give him tzitzit. How come by sukkah the cutoff is when he doesn't need his mother? So he said something similar to you. He says, what? Change the age to duro. If a boy needs his mother, he's mitzayir, and a mitzayir is potter from sukkah. So to what? Such a brisk of art. That right? Mitzayir. So as long as a boy, if you would be mitzayir, you wouldn't be chayiv. If you need your mother, you're a potter. Right? You hear that part? If you need your mother, if you're mitzayir, you'd be potter. So the boy also not. No ishur chinuch is, and maybe you'd be chayiv. So when you're chayav, the boy's chayav. If the boy's not, if you wouldn't be chayav, because you still need your mother, the boy's also not chayav. So as long as he needs his mother. Very interesting. Next. Hakal chayav b'lulav. Anyone's chayav b'lulav. Lasuye mai. Lasuye katan hayodeya l'na'aneya. When the boy is old enough to know the na'anuim. Ditnan. Katan hayodeya l'na'aneya chayav b'lulav. When a boy is old enough to know how to wave b'lulav, he's chayav. The machlok is between the Netziv and the Brit Karov. The Netziv says, don't learn from this Gemara that the chiyuv of lulav is to wave it. You're mekayeh in the mitzvah of lulav the minute you pick it up. The minute you pick it up, you're mekayeh in the mitzvah. Aye, what's the waving? Okay, the waving, that's how we practice it. We go to shul, we wave the lulav, but halal, right? So that's the I don't know if it's a hashlama to the mitzvah, it's a part of the mitzvah, it's added on. What if you didn't do the nanuim at all? You picked it up, you put it down, you went away. You didn't do that anuim today. Chalamoy. You didn't go to shul, you picked it up, you put it down, you went to Great Adventure. So you became a mitzvah of wool that day? Absolutely. 100%. What did you lose out on? You lost out on the anuim, whatever that is. So when you're doing the mitzvah to children, do it right. Teach them the way they go to shul, shake a lulav, by anuim, by halal, the whole 9 yards. If they're too young for that, then there's no mitzvah of chinuch. Says the Brit Gemara, now you see from here, that nanum is the ikar part of the mitzvah. It's not just picking them up. It's not enough. The ikar part of the mitzvah is the nanum. It's a whole different thing how to look at the mitzvah. He says, perish in Gemara. When a katan knows how to shake a lulav, not just to pick up a lulav. What? 100% the higher instinct. 100%. No question about it. Correct. Exactly. Exactly his point. Exactly what the machlokas is about. It's exactly what the machlokas is about. Right, exactly. Different age. It's a whole different way to look at the. By the way, it's a whole different way to look at it for adults too. A whole different way to look at it for adults. Right? Is the Anuim just some, you know, we think that the Anuim is like, you know, it's like hocus pocus almost. Right? What does that accomplish? According to the Brisk Rav, it's part of the mitzvah. Very interesting. Machlokas. Next. Hakol chayav mitzitzis. Everybody's a chayav and tzitzis. Asuye mai. What does that come to include? Asuye katan. Hayodel is ate. It comes to include a katan that knows how to put a tzitzis on. It doesn't say to put on tzitzis. It says let's ate. We can see what that means in a minute. The Tanya. If a katan knows how to put tzitzis on, let's ate to wrap himself, he's chayav. Now we're going to do two tosses now. Hakol chayav mitzitzis, right? Says Tosfos. Im yesh lehem talis. Only if you have one. V'im lav, and if v'im lo yachol litnos talis, ain't a chayav. If you can't buy a talis, or if you didn't buy a talis, you're not chayav. Lo laman da amar chovas talis, lo laman da amar chovas gavra. There's a machlokin. Is the mitzvah on you, or is it on that beggar? Right? The difference between them is, if you have a beged in your drawer, I have a beged in my drawer, do I have a chiyus for tzitzis on that beged? We hold no. Why? Because the mitzvah is on me, not on the beged. I have a four-corner beged in my drawer that I haven't put tzitzis on. We had that tzitzis thing 10 years ago over here in Shul. That tzitzis thing. I still haven't put the tzitzis on. We once had a tzitzis workshop here. I still haven't put the tzitzis on. They're sitting in my drawer. Am I being over anything? Absolutely not. Why not? Because the chiyuv is on you, not on the beged. So Tosfos, regardless of all that, now then, so you don't have a chiyuv to buy a talis. The amalei malacha l'rav katina. The malach said to Rav Katina. We did this Gemara. Katina, sadina bekaita, besar below besitzia, a garment in the summer, a garment in the winter. Tzitzis matahele. In other words, you're getting around tzitzis the whole your whole year. You're never wearing it. So klomar. The Tiyatim Mavakish Alilat Lipata Mitzitzis, Kedim Afarish Hasam, like you're trying to avoid doing the mitzvah of Tzitzis for Katina. So I'm a lay. So he answers back to the Malach, but Ancho Esa, I'm doing anything wrong? Am I doing anything wrong? I'm not wearing four corner garments. What do you want from me? I'm a lay. Well, it's a mitzvah Onshin. When Hashem is angry, then we do fault you. Hainu Dafka Ba'osun Yamim, the Chal, that's says Tosfos, that's only in those days. The Chol HaTalisos HaYuvas Arba Kanfos. Every beged that was created in those days had four corners. Therefore, if you're not wearing a four-corner beged, you're going out of your way to avoid the mitzvah. That Hashem gets angry at you. 1 minute. HaYuvas Arba Kanfos. Ikel Onesh. Lo'oso Shemeshana Oso Li Pater. You go out of your way to not wear four-corner garments, you're doing what no one else in society does. That's not good. Avo Bezman Hazeh. But today, Shirov Hatalisos Peturin. Most begadim that we wear today do not have four corners. Right? Ein onesh lmi she'eino kona arba kanfos. There is no onesh if you don't wear a tzitzis. Very, very megal shiva. That's what Tosfos says. I of Katina, that was different. The whole society wore four corner garments. You have Katina without everything not to do it, then he's down the mouth, knocks on the door, so what's the matter with you? But Bizman Azeh, nobody has four corner garments. So there's nothing wrong. There's no onus at all. That's a little... Right. So the Tosfos is saying... What? Right. Don't think you do... If you don't have a talus, that's the end of the world. Gemara's talking about kids. Tosfos thought if Katina wasn't a kid. Right? I think Tosfos went off on a tangent and said, if you don't have tzitzis, that's the end of the world. Why not? Because you're not doing anything wrong. Ayer of Katina, no, but he was doing something wrong. Today, you don't want to say you're not doing anything wrong. Now, Tosfos says that. She didn't come back and says, wait a minute. Let's learn from our great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in the Eber Yarden and was dying to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Are you dying to go into Eretz Yisrael? What does the Gemara say? Because he wanted to do mitzvah. Yeah, right now here, you don't have to do those mitzvahs. The answer is, that's how you live your life. You live your life trying to do as many mitzvahs as you can. So, it's very inexpensive, and it's very, very fatherless. You might as well please put on those tzitzis. Tzitzis for dummies, right. Mitzvahs for dummies, exactly. Mitzvahs for dummies. You're a dummy, not to wear tzitzis. You have to? You don't have to. Tosfos, you don't have to. Should you, something you should want to do? Absolutely. Okay? That's first mitzvah. Next one. He says, Hayodei le'etate. Mishum de'omar b'berek b'moed cotton. Kol atifa she'eina ka'atifa t'yishme'ilim. Eina atifa shema'atfin talisam adzvasam. The way we put on our talis in the morning. You're not supposed to just put on your talis over your shoulder like a shawl, like a scarf. Rather, you wrap it like a yishme'ili, where the tzitzis reach your mustache area. And all like a yishme'ili, like an arrow, like a Bedouin. And all that's exposed are your eyes. That's the ikar mitzvah. So when a little boy, doesn't apply today, because boys don't wear talisim. That's a whole separate issue why they don't. When a little boy is old enough and mature enough to know how to do that, he's chayav in the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Tosfos says something wild. Listen to this. Umatzasi b'siluk. And I thought in a siluk. Anybody know what the word siluk means? I didn't know what this word meant. I have to look it up. A siluk is a pismon. Mirot, or, you know, a yotzron. I saw in a siluk, Shaya Rav Yosef Tuv Elem, Shenitein tzitzit achad lefana v'achad le'achorav miyamin v'chein l'smol. You should have your tzitzit on your four parts of your body. Two in the front, two in the back. Two on the right, two on the left. This is the Makar. I see this like that. This Tosfos from some pismon from Yosef Tuv Elem. Right? I'm fascinating. You can wear it like a scarf. You can wear it like a shul, like a reform shul. You can wear it like that. Right? We don't do it. No, we don't. Some people wear it like that. Why do they wear it like that? Because they don't know any better. There's no better reason, better or worse. What, it's more comfortable like that? More comfortable like that? Maybe. But that's not the reason they do it. They do it because I'm a ratza. They don't know. They never learned that you're a chidaf bein. Right? Hayodei le'esatei. The Im Tomar. Listen to this. L'manda armar chovis talis. Afilu eni yadei yitzchayim. Im yeshal talis. What's this question? L'manda armar chovis talis. If you hold that the chiyuv is on the talis, then afilu eni yadei yitzchayim. Im yeshal talis. Im yeshal talis. So Tosfos says, wait a minute. If you hold that the chiyuv is on the talis, not on you, then this gemara doesn't make any sense. When the boy's old enough to know how to put a talis on, the chiyuv isn't on the talis, the chiyuv isn't on you, the chiyuv is on the talis. So then even the talis sitting in the Jewish mitzvah on. So Tosfos answers, no. V'yeshalom, to become up a low chayv and kli kuspa, you only have to put a talis on in your drawer, if you hold this way. Ella, to also hamachoyev yodei l'tatev, only if you're old enough to put a talis on yourself, then the chiyuv kicks in the drawer. But if you're 2 years old, and you don't know how to put a talis on, there's no chiyuv to put a talis on in the drawer. Balachas gedolos pasav the chayim l'tzitzis chovas gavruhu, and we hold tzitzis on is on you. The kama varchinin l'tzatzis patzitzis. That's how the bracha that we make. Bahachi dayek perak beis the Shabbos the chayim l'hachi. That's how we pass it. No, that's a later thing. It's a later issue. Why boys don't wear a talis? It's a whole different story. And by the way, even people that do, even boys that do wear a talis, most of them, we've seen sometimes most of them put it on when they get home bar mitzvah. Sometimes you see little kids, 8 year old kids wearing a talis. You do see that. Like Tzvardim or, yeah, you do see it. Most of the time, the boy in the shul is here. He just came and he started wearing a talis. And before that, he wasn't wearing a talis. Hey, he's 12 years old. You can put it on. I guess that's the minimum. That what? Well, that, he says that by Lulu. Yeah. Right. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Right. Interesting point. Right. Interesting. It's a good point. I don't know. It's a good point. Yeah, but what about when you become 13 and you're still not married? You also don't laugh. Right? You just put a towel cotton on like regular. Right? Yeah, so how does that play out? Right. But that shows that the risk of is wrong. Right. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. All right. What's the next? Hakol chayav b'tfilin. Everyone has to wear tfilin. Latsui yamai. Who does that come to include? Latsui katan hayodei lishmar tfilin. When a boy already knows, old enough to watch himself, he's not going to, you know, take care of the tfilin. The Tanya katan hayodei lishmar tfilin. When a katan is old enough to know how to guard tefillin, aviv lo keach tefillin. The father buys in tefillin. The Tosafot just point out, how come before it didn't say the father buys in tzitzis? Tefillin are very expensive. You have to go buy them, right? Towels, get up a towel, lying around in the house, put tzitzis on. That's what Tosafot says in that one line of them. Next. Hakol chayavim b'ri'iyah. Everybody is chayiv in the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Ri'iyah means, and machlokes what it means. Either it means showing up at the Beit HaMikdash, or bringing a carbon ri'iyah. Lasui imai, who does that come to include? Lasui misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. A half an eved, half a ben chorin, that's who the mitzvah is about. Right? That's who it comes to include. Uluravina da amar misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin pater min ri'iyah. Wait a minute. According to Ravina, such a person is pater from ri'iyah. So lasuye comes to include a chiger biyom rishon, somebody that was a lame person on the first day yontif, v'nishpashi biyom sheni, and on the second day yontif he got better. Rabbi Rashi points out what Tomei says: in order to be ole regel, you have to be able to walk. Ole regel literally means to be able to walk. Right? That's an originalist strict construction view of the Torah. It means you have to be able to walk. What if you go in a car or in a wagon? Doesn't count. So what if you were chayiv? What if you on the first day of yontif you couldn't walk? But on the second day, you're able to walk. Now you can walk. So do you have a chiyuv to go now? Go on the second day. So you're a day late. So what? So, this man's armor holds, yes, go now. That's another machlokas. Because there's a machlokas like this. When you bring a carbon re'iyah on the first day, let's say you didn't bring it the first day, you were sick, whatever, you didn't bring it. Now what's your chiyuv on the second day? Does it flow from the first day? Or is there an independent chiyuv on each day? If there's an independent chiyuv on each day, that makes perfect sense. If you got better on the second day, then show up. But if there's no independent chiyuv on now, it's just a tashlumin, on the day of the tashlumin, the day of the first day, you were pater. Why were you pater? Because you couldn't walk. So there's no chiyuv. So that plays into that other issue. That only makes sense if each day has its own independent chiyuv. Each day you don't bring the carbon, there's a tashlumin the next day. Then my lasuye, I'm sorry, elamandam akul tashlumin l'rishon, but if you hold that each day is a tashlumin for day one, but on day one you had no chiyuv, you couldn't walk. So therefore that can't be pshat. So lasuye mai, if you hold that way, then who's included here? Lasuye suva ba'achas me'enav, it's include someone who's blind in one eye, and udalo ki haitana, not like the following story. Tanya, Yochanan ben Davai, Omer, Mishum, Rebbe Huda, suma achas ve'enav, pater min ari'iyah. A suma in one eye is pater from ri'iyah. Why? Because it says, Shinemar, it says in the pasuk, Shalosh pa mashana, yei ra'eh. What does yei ra'eh mean? Yei ra'eh means they should be seen. Yei ra, kedera shaba liros, kach ba liros. Just the way you come to be seen, that's how you should see. In other words, when you come to the Beit HaMikdash and Hashem sees you, Hashem sees you with two eyes. Why? Because Hashem doesn't have any mum. So too, when you come, you also have to have two eyes. And if you're assuming one eye, you putter. The other man, Amar, didn't hold that way. He said, no, that's who it comes to include. Really, it comes to include a chetzi ever chetzi ben chorid. Ravina said they're excluded. Lo kasha, kan mishna rishona, kan mishna achrona. When Ravina said he was excluded, that was before Beis Hillel changed his mind. Ravina said they're potter. Why did Ravina say they're potter? Because that's before the Beis Hillel changed his mind. After Beis Hillel changed his mind, they're chayiv. Why are they chayiv? Because they're going to be freed. What is that all about? Ditnan. Misha chetu eved v'chetu ben chorin. Someone's a chetu eved v'chetu ben chorin. Over this rabbi yomecha. That's for yomecha divir b'tilo. You work for yourself one day. You work for your master one day. Every day it's switch off because you're half free. Right? Today I'm free. Tomorrow I'll work for the eved. The master. The day after that I'm free. Amrulo b'shamay. Tikantem is rabbo. That's very good regarding you and the master. That's atzmolo tikantem. He didn't fix himself. Lisa Shivcha ain't a yachol. He can't marry a Shivcha. He can't do that. Right? Why not? Because he's half free. Baschor ain't a yachol. He can't marry a free woman. He's half a slave. What's he supposed to do? He's not tell. Not marry anybody. The whole reason for the world was created was for Puruvu. Shinemar. Lo so Puruvu Shevet Tzara. Right? The world can't be empty. Right? Tosfos asks, why doesn't the assay doche los assay? The assay of pru revu should be doche the los assay of not being able to marry a shifcha. Tosfos answers, you don't say assay doche los assay if you have a way out. Here's to be a way out. The way out is free the guy. You only say assay doche los if you have no way out. Interesting. Elav, tikkun olam, so tikkun olam.
Such language. The whole world was only created for pru revu.
The whole tikkun olam. Right? Kovrin is rabo, you force the guy, the osa osa ben chorin. And you force him to free him, because if shtar al chetz yodamav, you have to take a shtar for half the money, the chazir betil lahoros kizivir beishamay. And betil agreed that beishamay was right. Once betil agreed that beishamay was right, there's no such thing as a chetz yavid anymore. No such thing. So you have to do a chetz yavid, it's really free. So the Ravina was only talking about before that. Once he's free, once betil took it back, then Ravina would agree, he's chayev, because he's a regular person. Right? So who does it come to include? Either a chiger, that issue, or somebody blind in one eye. It can't come to include chetziyev, but he's always included. Why? Because he's ready to be free. Right? Tomorrow's daf is similar. We're going to go more journeying through different cases and shots. Why they were not called with you. All right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day. Regular time tomorrow. Like a regular Monday.